We're back just in time. Okay, we're back, Daniel.
Boy, thank goodness that's not your regular voice.
Is
that your voice?
Okay. I have a... Okay. No, it's not the regular one.
Okay.
We're here with Allison. Yutzi.
Almost.
What did it say?
Yutzi.
Yutzi.
It rhymes with Tootsie.
There we go, Tootsie. And unfortunately, what's the name just passed away? The director of Tootsie. What was his name? It was just the other day.
Wow.
He did Out of Africa, and he's a well-known director.
I feel like I should know who he is.
Okay. Yes, I'll try to remember later in the show.
We'll have a,
Okay.
Hey, I just speaking of directors, there's the weird synchronicities are here. So, Daniel, what you don't know, because I know you set up this interview with Allison, but we met just this past Friday.
Oh.
We were at the Wild Sound event.
Yeah.
And we were introduced because...
I was reading at their monthly screenplay readings. So I was playing the part of the narrator.
Were you?
I read. Did you not know that I actually
No,
was...
I didn't know. which play were you reading?
The first one, I was the narrator. I was the girl at the stage right.
Oh, that was the one about the gamers, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've done that a couple times for them. It's good fun.
But then just while we were playing your song, and by the way, that last song we heard was your song.
Yes,
what was it called, by the way?
Sandals.
Sandals.
And she wears her sandals everywhere. That's what the basic theme is.
Yeah, well, it's an homage to... my peeps in Guelph, Ontario, where I grew up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Boy, we got so much to talk about. Okay. So we were talking about that you were like yodeling, and then it was like that song in The Lonely Goat Herd.
The Lonely Goat Herd is one of my favorite songs.
And the funny thing was, where I met you on Friday night, they had a play that was basically a remake of Sound of Music.
Yes. And I didn't get to perform in that one, but... It sounded like a really great script.
Yeah, so we have to follow the synchronicities.
Follow
here.
Okay.
And you're from Guelph, Ontario.
I'm from Guelph, Ontario, and I wrote that song "Sandals," not while I was planting trees, as it says in the lyrics, but I wrote it when I was in Guelph watching an open mic night, and saw a lot of girls came up and they all kind of sounded the same, and they all had that sort of Guelph hippie kind of feel. And
Guelph hippie?
Yeah. Guelph is full of hippies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We eat hummus and wear sandals and carry bongo drums around everywhere we go.
Okay, now that's interesting. Okay, now, first of all, Guelph, I really like Guelph
Me
as
too.
A city. It's a great... Something about Guelph, really, I like a lot. But as a Guelph hippie, like, if there's a bunch of Guelph hippies, are there sort of a bunch of Guelph anti-hippies, too? And is there, like, cultural...
Yeah, and I actually went to the anti-hippie high school, and I always felt a little bit out of place.
Okay.
I kind of felt it was a very more conservative sort of high school. So those people do exist as well. But there's a strong arts culture in Guelph, and a lot of musicians, and, a lot of earthy people. And I sort of make fun, but I also, a part of that is inside of me, and I sort of wish I was more like that sometimes, to be totally honest.
More of a pure hippie artist type, as opposed to a hard-headed business.
Well, you move to Toronto, and I think you lose a bit of the hippie.
Well, you gotta, because the rent's so high, and you just have to be on point.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But then you go back to Guelph every once in a while, too. Get honest with your
re-Guelphify.
Roots.
Yeah. I do.
Okay. So,
the sandals song is just about, it ties into more than what we were discussing, or that's pretty well it. That the sandals you're wearing, because it just seems like it was. There's a lot of humor. I don't remember all the lyrics now, but it was...
It's about people who study women's studies at Lakehead University and go tree planting and, are very earthy people. And all of my songs are satire. It's all comedy.
Yeah.
It's more about the comedy than the singing for me, actually. It's if you were to ask me my influences, I probably wouldn't say songwriters. I'd say comedians like Sarah Silverman... David Cross.
Yes.
David
Silverman.
Cross is my hero. I don't know if you know who he is. But
I don't know.
He was on Mr. Show, a sketch comedy show, for a while, and he was on Arrested Development, and just an amazing actor and stand-up comedian.
But so,
that's what I try to do. Yeah. I just, like a comedian would, I just try to take, you know, people or situations from real life and sort of make fun.
But your theater background, which you do have extensive depth in, is you're involved with a lot of different roles. It's not necessarily comedic.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I would say I prefer to do comedic roles, but I've sort of done a lot of different types, a lot of musical theater, straight theater, you know, dramatic, Shakespearean, but comedic. And that's my main thing. I'm an actor singer, and the songwriting thing has just sort of been a little fun thing to do on the side that started out as me just writing songs and playing them for my friends at parties, and then my good friend Bo Dixon recorded this CD, seven song CD for me this past summer, and since then I've been gigging more and sort of getting more into that,
and there's a good reaction, obviously. People
I'm happy with the way people are reacting to it, and it's encouraging, and it makes me want to get out there more. So I would like to. I mean, I'd love to tour. Lakehead University actually contacted me about singing at their orientation, and I thought it would be really neat to do a Frosh Week kind of tour.
Because you wrote about Lakehead. Okay, why Lakehead?
Because
that's university where everybody leaves out.
No.
Come on.
That's where you go to study, like, environmental studies, and, you know.
Okay.
And, And again, I always sort of wished I was that person who went to Lakehead.
Oh, you didn't go to Lakehead?
No.
Where did you go?
U of T.
Okay.
Where is Lakehead, actually?
I think it's in Thunder Bay.
Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
I think Derek Jensen went there to do a talk, but anyways,
really?
That's another story.
It does exist.
For another day. Yes.
Yeah. You know, the only reason they put a university in Thunder Bay was because if they didn't, you'd have to travel 2,000 miles to get to any other university.
Okay. But it's got a cute name, too. Yeah. And that's important.
Anyways, let's hear a song from you that you think is appropriate for the moment.
Well, I'm going to pick a song that isn't maybe appropriate for the moment, but is a song that I like.
Okay.
That is, I won't tell you the title because it'll give it away.
Okay, good.
But
I'll tell you that it's a bit of a love song that I wrote for my boyfriend. I like you, I think you're nice. Your personality is good. When I'm around you, I feel fine. That's why you're good enough for now. You usually smell clean. You don't have a car, but sometimes you borrow your dad's and you take me grocery shopping. My roommate does not hate you. That's why you're good enough for now. I'm not making any vows. You're just good enough for now. We will break up, I don't know how. Just so that you're good enough for now. Your TV has all the good channels. And when I fart, you do not mind. I like the hand soap that's beside your sink. And that's why this is what I think. I've searched the entire city, or at least most of the annex. I don't want something serious, but I also don't want just sex. All I need is someone who is better than my ex. And I found you. You are human. You can feed yourself. You haven't been to jail as far as I know. And that is good enough for me. I'm not making any vows. You're just good enough for now. I just need you to arouse me till someone better comes along. And then I'll find out that you're wrong for me. It's called Good Enough.
Yes. That's funny.
Thank you.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard a female make a fart joke.
Wow, I'm glad I could be your first. Yeah. I hope that was a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yes, I don't know. Good enough for now sounds pretty...
romantic?
Pretty romantic. I think it's pretty straightforward.
I think my boyfriend likes it. I think my boyfriend likes that I wrote it before I met him. Oh, I think it's probably better that way.
Yeah, that's really about the previous boyfriend.
Yeah, it's about everyone else except for you, honey.
That's... Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think with that kind... I don't know. Do you think there's true love? Or do you think it's always good enough for now?
Ooh, deep questions for me. Well, I think that, I believe in marriage. I want to get married someday. But I think that every day you wake up, it's a choice to make that relationship work. You're never going to find someone that, where everything is perfect all the time. And it's,
nor should it be, I think.
Yeah.
I think the good, it's funny that what I find in Good Enough for Now, that song, is what a really good relationship has, but a few exciting moments in between to
right.
give it that extra
spot. That's true.
Spot.
That's very true. Yeah. That's very true. And I mean, I wanted to just write, and I thought it would be nice to write an honest love song.
Yeah.
Just what, you know, because it's easy to, you know, when you're in the honeymoon stage of a relationship, you've got, you know, your rose-colored glasses on, and. But in reality, you know, everyone sort of goes through a lot of different relationships. And
that's
so
right.
clearly, you know,
and even
we weren't all the one.
Yeah.
And, so I sort of just wrote that.
I just can't believe it's taken till 2008 for somebody to write that song.
Someone told me once, they said, oh, did you know that Weird Al Yankovic wrote a song kind of like that? And I was really worried. I thought, and people are going to think I'm stealing his shtick, but it's not like this at all. It's a little bit, but I just for the record, I hadn't heard it before.
Well, if he heard it, he'd probably just praise you. That's all.
I hope so.
Yes.
If I met Weird Al and he liked my music, I think I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I guess I could say he is actually a musical influence.
Yeah, he's really funny and he's prolific and he's
Yeah.
He's doing what nobody else is doing until now, until you started to do
until
it, Allison.
Until I came along.
But you're doing it your way. You're not doing it his way. You're doing your own thing. These are original songs. These aren't remakes of a
hit that's
song.
Right. Most of his songs are sort of.
I don't want to jump ahead, but for those that are listening, they can get a taste of this on MySpace, both the Sandal song and this one, Good Enough for Now.
Certainly. I have three songs up on MySpace.
Yeah.
It's myspace.com/AYUTZI, AJUTZI. I also have a website that, if I can plug that, it's AllisonYUTZI.com, AllisonJUTZI.com, and it's just up now. I'm quite happy with it. My boyfriend made it.
Very nice.
So I should add that to my song.
You should.
You made me a nice website.
Well, this is a different boyfriend, anyways, right?
It's a different
boyfriend.
That's
a whole new song.
Good Enough Boyfriend is gone.
You've done the boyfriend Good Enough for Now thing.
So I need to do. Actually, I was thinking of writing a song about my IT boyfriend.
Oh yeah,
is he? He's a computer guy.
My IT boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's good. I like
that.
So
that's an idea that I have.
That's a good little title too, because a lot of people can relate.
Yeah. People who have
something,
IT boyfriends.
Like something along the lines with, I'm not crazy about IT, but I like you.
Yeah, something. I think actually there are a lot of opportunities for humor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have you got another one for us?
I do. I'm afraid I don't want to offend people, but I think you gave me...
Oh, is this the one?
Go ahead.
This is a listening audience. That's good. So.
Send your children out of the room.
It's all in good fun. If you get the humor, you won't be offended, but you never know.
Right.
Right?
So this is... We're giving out a, not a bad taste alert. It doesn't mean it's bad taste. It's just like...
Yeah, it's a bad taste alert.
Be careful, parents.
Yeah.
I also have to say, this song is called Grandma. It's not in any way about my grandma. It's about your grandma.
Okay. Or maybe about the Stone Angel. Maybe.
No? Well, not really.
Okay.
But you can say that. It's your show. Okay.
No, I'm taking it back.
All right. I like to go to Grandma's house. We spend all day a-sitting, baking homemade friendship bread and playing chess and knitting. I love my grandma, sure will miss her when she's gone, even though she's got a great big black-faced jockey on her lawn. 'Cause being a racist is okay when you're old. Everyone knows it's not your fault, 'cause you were never told. Calling someone colored is offensive and just wrong. It's okay, we still love you, 'cause you won't be here long. You won't be here long. I took my grandma to the doctor just the other day. She didn't like the nurse there because she thought that he was gay. I said, oh, Grandma, she said, no, 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 no. I don't know if you've noticed, but that young man is a homo. Oh, being homophobic is okay when you're old. Everyone knows it's not your fault, 'cause you were never told. Calling someone fairy is offensive and just wrong. It's okay, we still love you, 'cause you won't be here long. You won't be here long. My friend Adam came over, Grandma got all skittish. I asked her why, and she said that it's because Adam's Yiddish. I don't hate all the Jews, she said, it's just the ones with money. I smiled and I looked at her and said, Grandma, you're so funny. 'Cause being anti-Semitic is okay when you're old. Everyone knows it's not your fault, 'cause you were never told. Calling someone Heeb is offensive and just wrong. It's okay, we still love you, 'cause you won't be here long. You're gonna die soon. Die soon. You'll probably die soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so there goes our any chance for a CRTC license.
That's why I warned you. So
no,
I'm not going to be invited back.
Okay. Yeah, hey, okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Then, because now, what happens when you are a grandma?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Like, if there, what do you think at that stage? Your grandkids or people of that
sort
age
of
are going
ideas
to
I have
be
that
criticizing
they're going to make fun
you
of?
For the old ideas that you've carried to
oh,
the end of your life.
Oh, they'll definitely make fun of me for something. I don't think it'll be racism.
No.
And just to be clear, this isn't about, that's not a song about all old people. It's about couple of racist people that I knew. And so it was just, and a lot of people come up to me and they'll say, after I play that song, guaranteed someone will come up to me and say, oh my gosh, my grandma's totally like that. And the song is about the fact that you don't call people on that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't when they get to be a certain age, because you just feel like they've, that it's okay. They came from a different time, different generation. And this song is a comment on how ridiculous that is, that we sort of let that kind of behavior go.
But it's interesting because, those people like we, we're growing up, we're being conditioned, or we have our belief systems and whatever. So I'm just curious, what do you think? Are we going to be, is our thing going to be so rigid or entrenched that that younger generations will look at us as having strange behaviors or offensive?
I think it's inevitable. I don't, every generation is different, and every younger generation looks at older generations and wonders, why they think the way they do. And I can't predict what exactly it will be that my grandkids will make fun of me for. But
it's just we're brought in to, that scares me in a way, the idea that we're brought into the world around an environment, let's say we brought in just before Lincoln became president, just thinking it was only natural to have slaves, to have this, to have, and it was just, and they were nice slaves and everything was cool.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your life is interrupted.
Yeah.
And you think, well, you know, you always thought in good values, but this is wrong. And so they, you make these comments, which to the outside world is racist.
Yeah.
It's all wrong, but it's funny how the norm could be.
And the whole idea of
the norm changes. That's right.
Of revisionist kind of, you know, like with the fact that, you know, in the Second World War, Canadian government imprisoned Japanese Canadians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
There's a good example.
Yes. Yes.
And that was just the right thing to
that
do.
That was the right thing to do, and they weren't bad people. And, no. Yeah.
And now,
exactly.
You know, we look back at that, and it seems ludicrous that we had to do that, or, mm-hmm. you know, and the government has to apologize for the actions of a different government at
exactly.
a different time under different circumstances.
And it's very easy to look back and sort of get on your high horse about it. And,
yeah.
And we would never do that.
But what are they going to be looking
at? That we're committing?
At what we're doing.
Yeah.
That somebody's going to look back at what we're doing and they're going to go, what was wrong with those people?
Yeah.
How come we were driving cars and ruining the world?
Oh,
it's okay.
Gosh, what were we thinking?
We can buy smaller SUVs, Daniel. Smaller SUVs.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that the answer?
I've seen the future, and it is smaller SUVs.
Allison, don't worry. He rides a bike.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So are you totally offended?
By what?
Or do you get my
by
humor?
By that joke? By that
by
song?
My song?
I wasn't offended. Were you offended,
Daniel? I
was
worried.
I was so offended.
Were you? Okay.
No.
Maybe I should be happy. Maybe I should be happy that I'm affecting people.
Okay, do you want to do one more live
yes.
for us? And then we're going to play one from your CD, right?
Oh, gosh. So many.
Is that
thinking,
too many?
No, well,
if you're
you
not,
know,
if you don't
whatever.
Want it, that's okay. We can just chat.
Well, I kind of want to chat more. And then
okay, let's chat more.
There's just one more I want to play, so I want to play that one from my CD.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, what do
you want to talk about?
That's my line. You're the one who wants to chat.
I'll tell you, I'll do a little plug. I'll do a plug.
Yeah, do a plug.
I'm going to be on a reality show.
Oh yeah.
It's already been taped.
Yeah,
but,
let's
yeah,
talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Again with the go.
June 15th, CBC is airing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, which is a reality show with the goal to cast the role of Maria in the Mirvish production of The Sound of Music next fall. And in March, I was involved in that. I was in the top 50 in the contest and went to Maria School, where we did acting and singing and dancing in front of cameras. And they're cutting it down to the top 10, and then the top 10 will be doing a live show, and Canadians can vote every Sunday night starting June 22nd.
Now, are you going to be on the live show, or is that all over with?
I was in the top 50, and that's as much as I can say. And
okay.
So, but I will be on the show regardless because they've already taped stuff from
okay.
Maria School that I'm in. So,
right. So you might actually even be on stage. As far as we know right now, you could be the Maria on stage at the where's it, the Royal Alex? Is that where it's going to be?
Oh yeah. Well, some lucky woman will be at the Princess of Wales playing Maria.
Oh, Princess of Wales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So
the Maria School. Where is that?
Maria School. It's not really a Maria School. They,
oh, okay.
You know,
no,
but they made it to look like it.
Okay.
You know,
why
really
did you
nice.
Think? Why did you think that you should be Maria?
Why did I? Oh, that's an awesome question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know the songs in the musical, and I feel that they sit well in my voice,
okay.
I also the role of Maria von Trapp is one that. She's a very strong female character, and I understand her, I think. I think, you know, I do a lot of plays, and there's sometimes when I really get a role, and sometimes when it's more of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel connected to the role of Maria. And so I felt like, you know, there are a lot of things about me. And I think the way I look, and there are a few different aspects about me that I thought could make me a contender. So, and it was an amazing experience.
What did you have to do at Maria School?
We had to sing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I have to sort of not talk a lot about it because it's going to be on air soon. So, it was just a lot of, you know, singing and dancing and acting in front of cameras and judges. And, I'm scared and excited to see the footage.
Yeah. There was no Simon Cowell Colwell.
No.
Simon. Okay.
There was a Simon Lee, though.
Simon. There's always a Simon.
There has to be a Simon. That's like a rule
now.
Somebody
to make it
with
trouble
reality
for
shows. I think that was sort of the universal rule.
Okay. Well, so when are we going to see that?
That airs June 15th at 8 p.m. on CBC.
June 15th, 8 p.m. CBC. Yeah. Maria, and so we're going to see you there, and we may
see
you.
You'll see me in Maria School, you know.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Maybe hopefully, if they show footage of me, you'll see me.
Yeah. So, and we may
maybe
even,
they won't.
We may even see you in September at the Prince of Wales. What
I
else?
Don't know.
What else are you doing? Any performances or other stuff?
You know what? I'm going to be pretty busy the next couple months, so I don't have any gigs coming up. I'm doing an open mic tonight at the Liberty Bistro, but if you go to my website, I will keep it updated with upcoming gigs.
And repeat that again, the website.
It's www.alisonjutzi, alisonjutzi.com. And that has a link to MySpace and has everything that you would ever want to know about Alison Yotsi.
Fantastic. Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to check that out.
Okay.
I guess I should say what song I want to play at the end, should I?
Absolutely.
I want to play Social Utility, which I believe is number 5.
Social Utility. This is fantastic. Okay. Yeah. So, Alison Yotsi, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck with the Maria thing.
Thank you.
And thanks for playing those two songs for us. And now we're going to play, what is it, Social?
Social Utility.
Social Utility. And then we're going to come back on Liquid Lunch here on thatradio.com with, say it, Daniel.
Allison.
No. What? We're coming back with David Ross.
Oh, with the great Baldini.
From Baldini Magic. So Baldini Magic. Let's hear one last song here from Alison Yotsi from her CD, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
After all these years, you decided to give me a call. You felt we were reconnecting, 'cause I wrote on your wall, I am way cooler now and I'm not gonna hang out with you, but I'll be your friend on Facebook, it's the least that I can do. But we're not gonna be best friends, we're not gonna do dinner. By the way, I know you use Photoshop to make yourself look thinner. I'll let you see the notes I write, but this is where it ends. Just 'cause we're friends on Facebook doesn't mean we're really friends. I've got way more friends than you. Do the math, please stop changing your status. No one cares that you're in the bath. I know I said I may be attending your party next week, but that's what people say when they're totally not coming, you crazy Facebook freak. Please stop tagging me in photos from when I was overweight, or sending me group invitations like people who never date. We shared a locker once, but a lot has changed since then, and I'm considering getting a restraining order if you ever poke me again. 'Cause we're not gonna be best friends, we're not gonna do dinner. By the way, I know you use Photoshop to make yourself look thinner. I'll let you see the notes I write, but this is where it ends. Just 'cause we're friends on Facebook doesn't mean we're really friends. I'll be your friend on Facebook, but you're a loser and you're not my real friend.